KUT Public Media Studios in Austin. This is City Hall Hustle. I'm your host, Wells Dunbar. How powerful should an independent Austin Energy Board be? That's the question the Austin City Council is asking itself. Right now, the council governs the city-owned utility, but council members are talking about turning over that power to an independent board. And haggling over the power of this unelected panel continues to dominate talks at City Hall. It looks like the council may be slouching towards agreement, even if it's less than unanimous. A suggestion from Councilmember Chris Riley this week appears to enjoy majority support.
We would still retain authority over all utility matters.
Riley's proposal still calls for a board to govern AE, but its decisions could be reviewed by the council and potentially disputed. The details are still being ironed out.
As to many utility matters, the board decisions would become final unless council took action to intervene.
Riley's suggestion seems to have won over council members Laura Morrison and Kathy Tovo. They had fought for the most council control over the new board. Mayor Lee Leffingwell has been the most adamant in calling for the most independence for the Austin Energy Board. The mayor seemed content to play devil's advocate throughout the meeting, dissecting the finer points of Riley's proposal, like whether the entire council or a special subcommittee would hold sway over board proposals.
Is that what you're saying?
No,
we would have...
Leffingwell reiterated a point he's made in previous discussions, that a board that's independent and name only would invite scrutiny from state lawmakers. Left unsaid, the assumption said lawmakers would seek to deregulate the Austin electricity market, putting the financial health of the utility at risk. The battle over the board's authority drew this exchange between Councilmember Mike Martinez and the mayor.
We're not giving any authority up except for what we specifically give away. And that's what we're doing here.
Yeah, and I disagreed with that at the time, obviously. And I think what we're really doing here at this point in time is creating the illusion that we have independent governance of the electric utility when we don't.
The council will take the measure up on Thursday, but it isn't expected to pass on final reading this week. You're listening to City Hall Hustle. I'm Wells Dunbar with KUT News. Austin Energy continues to emit showers of sparks, making it rain knowledge, is Mike Kanan with City Hall Newsletter, In Fact Daily.
Good to see you, Wells.
So this Thursday won't be the final word on outside governance for Austin Energy. What do you think we can expect when a resolution comes back for a third and final reading, likely later this month?
Well, indications are that it's going to be very similar to whatever comes out of Thursday's meeting. It seems like six council members, everybody excluding the mayor, are sort of coalescing around this idea of the Riley proposal would give city council the ability to review pretty much everything that the independent board does. This has not brought a lot of positive reaction from EUC, Electric Utility Commission folks who've been pushing for a really independent board for some time. And if you all check out, in fact, this morning we have quite a quote from Commissioner Smaha, who pretty much says, don't do this. We'll see where it goes, but it seems like Councilmember Spellman's pitch for a board that would indeed have some independent powers is not going to fly, not this time.
So it's somewhat of a scant agenda otherwise, and that's due in part to a one President Barack Obama, I understand.
Indeed, the president is returning to Austin, as I'm sure everybody knows, and he's invited the entire Austin City Council to hang out with him on, I guess, Thursday afternoon, right in the middle of their zoning agenda. And I'm sure that there's no other place that they'd rather be.
Tough choice, right?
Indeed. So they're all going to skedaddle around 12:30 and head for the president's speech. This is going to force staff to postpone as much of the agenda as they can. It looks like short-term rentals are going to get pushed off. Again, I'm sure that everybody would rather see the president speak than discuss short-term rentals, as well as, I think, a fair chunk of the public hearings, 14 public hearings that were scheduled for Thursday. In addition, I think that some of the building code stuff, that stuff is probably going to get pushed maybe even further than May 23rd. We hear that the Downtown Austin Alliance is a little concerned about some of the sound regulations in this building code refresher, in that they may be too harsh, coupled with the fact that the sound ordinance itself needs a refresher, could make for some sparks way down the road.
Shifting gears, let's talk about this report in InFact Daily. You were able to get your hands on a study which had some pretty revealing findings about ethics issues at the city of Austin. Walk us through it, Mike.
Yeah, it's a real interesting report. It was done in 2010, I believe, a couple years after current city manager Mark Ott took the reins. It suggests that in comparison with other local governments across the nation, Austin employees aren't as confident in the ethics programs offered by the city and aren't as confident, I think it's fair to say, aren't as confident in the ethics of city management. To be fair, the study's 2 years old, so some of this may have changed. But when you look at the metrics there, and I think they asked 40% of city employees, which is something like, I think it was on the order of 4,000 employees, which is a fairly significant sample size when you're talking about one of these things. So at least at the time, the results appear to be valid. One of the concerns I think that council members will have will be why this thing didn't get out sooner than, you know, 2 years later. Additionally, there's some recommendations, a lot of recommendations in the report about how the city could sort of change its ethics culture. I think council members will be very interested to see whether or not city management has followed through with any of those recommendations.
And it goes on to name some names. It singles out five city departments as less favorable than, I guess you could say, the city as a whole when it comes to these measures. What are those, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. It's it singles out the fire and EMS departments, human resources, parks and recreation, and solid waste services. It's important to note that since the report came out, solid waste services has experienced a substantial turnover in leadership, and I'm not sure that those results would hold today, although I can't speak to that. I think also it's interesting to note that both fire and EMS heads have been there since 2008. So they were there. The report was delivered 2 years into their tenure, and they remain at the heads, both Chief Kerr and Chief Ernie Rodriguez at EMS.
We're talking about this report issued in 2010. Here in 2013, what do you think the holdup was here, Mike?
That's a great question, and I think that council members are going to want to get into that. I think what we can say is that there are rumors floating around that the thing was buried, and I think that they're, you know, obviously looking at it, it would certainly read like something that somebody would want to bury. But, you know, as what's the all the president's men thing, the cover up is worse than the crime. I mean, I think in this case, if that happened, I think we're going to see some real frustration from council members. If that's the case, why city management didn't just bite the bullet, come out with this thing and deal with it? That's the question of the day.
Mike Cannon is a reporter with InFact Daily and regular contributor to the Austin Chronicle. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me, Wells.
Until next time, I'm Wells Dunbar with KUT News, and this is City Hall Hustle.